If entitlement is something you want to push back against, then listen to this. To prevent or remove entitlement in yourself, in your family, or on your team, work to clarify three things. Number one, what do you deserve as basic rights? Only a few things truly qualify here. It's an extremely small list, even if you don't want it to be. Clarify it so that you are confident in it. Number two, what do you need to earn and keep earning if you want it? If you do this well, it will shift your experience of reality. Money, job security, a promotion, these things are easy to identify on this list. But trusting relationships, loving connection, emotional happiness, these are more difficult to come to terms with. That's why it's important that you do. And number three, what is the standard required for earning it? Now, standards will fluctuate by person, priority, by environment, by context. Work out for yourself the standards you believe in. And most importantly, be prepared that smart people will disagree with your standards, both above and below the standards that you choose to set for yourself. I cannot overstate the importance that the clarity these three questions and your answers provides. Ground yourself in reality and set your foundation for what the world owes you versus what you owe in order to get and keep what you want. Failing to do this, failing to answer these questions, failing to ask them and answer them, opens the door to a life of perpetual blaming, complaining, and defensiveness. At best, you make yourself a bitter, self-imposed victim of a world that won't do what you want. And at worst, you end up living in a fantasy of self-delusion, self-deception, and self-destruction. Don't let entitlement establish any roots. And if it has, dig them up and replant roots of responsibility. Everything is training for something. Do the work. Hey, everybody. I want to interject here for 30 quick seconds and tell you about the Daily Discipline community. This podcast is a great resource and will always be free, as will my email and all the videos on YouTube. But if you want to take it to the next level, if you want to invest in yourself and get serious about how you apply what you are hearing here, then the Daily Discipline community is the place to do that. Go check it out at dailydiscipline.com/community. Real quick, before we sign off, listening and subscribing to this podcast, it demonstrates your confidence in us to bring you meaningful content every day and your confidence in me personally. I pour my heart and my soul into this work, and all the confidence that you show by listening and subscribing, writing reviews, and sharing with the people that you care about means the world to me and my entire team. We value your trust, and we will continue to work every day to justify that confidence that you've shown in us. As always, if you want more options for daily discipline, you can always listen right here on the podcast. Every episode is also available on video on my YouTube channel. You can just search Brian Kite on YouTube, or if you want to go directly to the address, it's youtube.com/tbriankite. And of course, where it all started a few years ago, you can subscribe to my Daily Discipline email newsletter, totally free, just like this podcast. You can subscribe to that daily email newsletter at dailydiscipline.com. If you want to support this podcast, the absolute two best ways are, number one, write a review on iTunes. I can't tell you how important that is and how much it excites us every time we see a new one. And number two is share your favorite episodes with your teammates, your friends, and the people you think would get value from it. And the third, and maybe the most fun way to support this podcast, is to post your favorite messages on Twitter. Tag me at @tbriankite and use the hashtag dailydiscipline. We appreciate you allowing us to support you. And thank you for supporting us.